World Bank President Zelic spoke Tuesday to a global private equity conference in Washington, D.C. He said he's been hearing mixed reports from economists and financial leaders.
My reading of these different reports is that we still face a very high degree of uncertainty. But of course, it's a deadly mistake to let uncertainty paralyze you.
Zelic encouraged business leaders to invest in developing markets, saying they will present new opportunities when the world emerges from the wreckage of the current global recession. And he said he sensed some optimism among global leaders he met last month at the G20 summit in Europe.
And one could sense sighs coming from the room. Now, they could have been sighs of weariness, but I think primarily they were sighs of relief because the ministers and central bankers feel that they've broken the fall.
Zelic said since this economic downturn is global, the world can expect a slower, more gradual recovery. But he said China could play a positive role.
Now, a positive spark is that I suspect China might surprise us on the upside. China acted quite quickly and aggressively to stimulate demand. It's had some pretty good first quarter numbers.
Zelic said when you examine the numbers closely, the good news from China results mainly from government spending, and it remains to be seen when the country's private sector will boost its investments again. China reported Tuesday that its exports decreased for the sixth straight month, suggesting that overseas demand for Chinese products is still weak. And the Commerce Department said the U.S. trade deficit rose in March for the first time since last July to $27.6 billion, with the global recession also hurting American exports. America's politically sensitive deficit with China rose 10% in March to $15.6 billion. China has been the country with the largest trade surplus with the United States for more than a decade. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.